Good Monday, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome back to An Organic Approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. This is Lesson 6, and the title of it is When I Was 10. Our quote today is by George Eliot, and she says, "It is never too late to be what you might have been." One of the things that my wonderful clients are often confused about is what their career path should be, or what their purpose in life is. Many don't like their jobs and want something more fulfilling, more meaningful. Many women just feel like their life doesn't fit anymore. They're caught up in the roles they play and have forgotten their own essence. Or the roles they have played, such as parent, have come to an end as their kids have grown up and started lives of their own, and now they feel at loose ends. In my own life, I face confusion and frustration at not knowing what I should do for a career myself. I had many interests and pursued several directions in my 20s. And even after completing my degree in exercise physiology at age 34 and being in my personal training practice for several years, I still had concerns that maybe this just wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. I'd done all the personality testing and career testing to figure out what I should do, but I still didn't feel like I had the answer. I read about a study once that said that girls begin to lose their confidence around age 10. Up until then, girls and boys are equally confident. What happens around age 10 to girls? In the book Reviving Ophelia, author Mary Pfeiffer suggests that girls become female impersonators who fit their whole selves into small, crowded spaces. Many lose spark, interest, and even IQ points as a girl-poisoning society forces a choice between being shunned for staying true to oneself and struggling to stay within a narrow definition of female. I know in my own life much of this has been true. I was born in 1962, so my childhood was spent in the 60s and 70s, a time when women's roles were beginning to change. I grew up in a very traditional family. My mom stayed home with us, and Dad worked outside the home. I was an extremely motivated student, and looking back, a non-traditional girl, I think. But the message I received was that careers and college are fine, but they're just until you find the right man and get married. Oh, yeah, and don't try anything really hard. It's much too much work. By the time I finished high school, I was pretty confused. If you grew up in my era, this may have been or still be an issue for you. Did you feel there were expectations of what it meant to be a girl? Were there things that were okay to do or be and others that weren't? From observing the young women who went to school with my son Dylan, the message seems entirely different for this generation. More opportunity and permission to do what they want. Young girls now are expected to follow a passion, go to college, get a degree, develop a career, and the understanding is that marriage and babies are for way down the road. If I had received that message 30 years ago, I might have been further down my career path at a younger age, either on this same path or perhaps a different one. I used to laugh during these times of career frustration and confusion about my purpose and say that I probably knew myself better and what I wanted when I was a little girl. I now believe that's probably true for just about everyone. What I found when I explored my memories was a girl who, among many things, loved to read mysteries and biographies, and still does. I loved to build stuff. You should have seen the two-story Barbie house, complete with wallpaper and carpet. Still love to do that. Just renovated a house. Actually, still renovating. Does it ever end? With my husband. I remember going to church on my own, dragging my little sister along. I have always felt a connection to God and Spirit, then by attending church, and now on my own terms. And I've always loved to learn and teach and share knowledge. I used to teach school to the neighborhood kids. When I remembered and re-embraced those childhood loves and interests and realized they are my gifts and talents and that using them to serve others and myself is my purpose, it finally felt right. Answering these questions can bring to light what inspired you then and what may still inspire you, parts of your authenticity that have been buried for a while. Maybe you don't want to pursue what you find as a career now, but it may uncover some hidden desires that can manifest as a side business or a hobby, a way to give yourself back to yourself. Now, for those of you who are listening, you may want to go to the PDF and read this. This is a letter that my client Allison D. gave me permission to share that she wrote to her 10-year-old self. She wrote this piece as a result of our conversations and coaching and as an assignment for a creative writing class. And I'm going to defer to the PDF because it makes the recording too long and I can't upload the file that to the website, so it's too big of a file to upload. So she finishes this letter to her 10-year-old self by saying, "I started this letter by telling you that even as a grown woman, you will not feel like you fit in. But guess what? You don't have to fit in. No matter what you hear or see or believe right now, one day you will decide to stop trying to make yourself fit into someone else's idea of what your life should be. Instead, you will begin to make a life that fits you, and it will be a perfect fit. Until then, I leave you with my sincere love and admiration. Always, Allison." So be sure to read that in the PDF. It's a really touching and moving letter. Now, for you parents out there, this age is a perfect time to help your child develop the interests that she or he naturally prefers and at which they excel, and to support them. These interests may be the forerunner to a lifelong career or vocation, or, just as importantly, a lifelong avocation. Now, once again, as I always remind you, you may want to re-listen or reread, especially this lesson for you to reread the letter that Allison wrote to her 10-year-old self. And these are our questions this week for pondering or journaling. 1, get out your fourth grade photo and admire that little girl or boy that was you. If you can't find the photo, then sit quietly and get back into the mind of that 10-year-old girl or boy. Get to know her or him as an individual and appreciate her or his strengths and abilities. What did you love to do when you were 10? What were your passions? What were your favorite subjects in school? Did you love sports? 2, if you are the parent of a child in this age range, take some time to really observe your child to see what her or his natural gifts and talents are. What types of activities does she or he gravitate towards? What can you do to foster growth and confidence in these areas? Have a conversation with your child about her or his loves and what types of things excite them. What would she or he like to do to explore these interests? Perhaps space camp, chess club, a dance class, art or music classes, going to museums of art, science, or history, hanging out with a family friend who works on cars or motorcycles, shadowing the farmer or veterinarian in your area. The ideas are endless. Also, make sure that your child takes the lead. You're nurturing their interests and loves, not yours, even if you don't resonate with their interests. So that concludes Lesson 6. This is Lisa, and I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back for Lesson 7 next week. Thanks.